Israel's use of U.S. weapons in its war in Gaza has sparked controversy, and now Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont wants to do something about it.
Clearly, what is happening in Gaza today is unspeakable. But what makes it even more painful is that much of what is happening there has been done with U.S. weapons and with American taxpayer support.
Over the last year, Sanders says the U.S. has sent Israel $18 billion worth of military aid and 50,000 tons of military equipment.
In other words, and this is the most important point to be made, the United States of America is complicit in these atrocities. That complicity must end, and that is what these resolutions are about. It is time to tell the Netanyahu government that they cannot use U.S. taxpayer dollars and American weapons in violation of U.S. and international law and in violation of our moral values.
Sanders is proposing three resolutions of disapproval to halt U.S. arms shipments to Israel. Together, they'd block the transfer of tank and mortar rounds and bomb guidance kits. Sanders, an independent senator from Vermont, is the only U.S. senator that has actually lived in Israel. He was joined at his news conference by Democratic Senators Jeff Merkley, Peter Welch, and Chris Van Hollen. Merkley, who has spent time in an Israeli kibbutz, says he's a lifelong advocate for Israel, but not for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's policies.
And we are, as a nation, providing the weapons that are being used in Gaza. Therefore, we are, as citizens, complicit in this strategy that is out of sync with our values and out of sync with our law and out of sync with international law.
Sanders plans to bring up his resolutions for a vote on Wednesday, November 20th. The news conference comes in the wake of escalations in the fighting and the looting of 100 humanitarian aid trucks after the aid convoy was delayed and then rerouted by the Israeli military. It also follows a new report on the situation in the Middle East.
We are living a nightmare. The trauma and grief that has been unleashed is immeasurable.
Tor Wennesland is Special Coordinator for Middle East Peace. He briefed the UN Security Council on the report Monday.
All told, and combined with developments in Gaza and Israel's recent passage of laws against UNRWA's operation, I must issue an urgent warning that the very institutional framework of support to the Palestinian people and a viable Palestinian state are on the brink of dissolution, threatening to plunge the occupied Palestinian territory into even greater chaos.
During debate in the Security Council, U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield talked about the need for steps to, in her words, alleviate the catastrophic humanitarian situation in Gaza. But she left no doubt about where the U.S. stands.
Colleagues, the United States is steadfast in its commitment to Israel's security. As President Biden has said, U.S. support for the safety of the Israeli people, the security of Israel, and its right to exist as an independent state are unshakable.
The situation on the ground in the Middle East is changing quickly. Senator Sanders' resolution faces an uphill battle in the Senate. Meanwhile, Tor Wennesland asks how much more misery can ordinary people on both sides endure?
How deeply can we allow Palestinian institutions to be undermined, threatening the very arrangement meant to ensure a peaceful settlement to this conflict? Frankly, I don't have the answers. But I can tell you that what we are living now is the result of us testing all these breaking points for way too long.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.